Staying in the same book, but moving to another place entirely, I'm going to read a poem called Traffic. When I was a kid, I spent all my summers at the farm, haying with my grandfather, but I didn't live there in the winter. It was my mother's place, where she'd come from. I spent my winters in Connecticut, and it was a family business, a big dairy, the other side of the farm, a dairy that, you know, bought raw milk from farmers, processed it, and delivered it. It was the Brock Hall Dairy in Hamden, Connecticut. I've always wanted to be able to write more about that, and also to write about, I still would like to write more, about business. I write so many pastoral poems, I love the country, but the business of America is business, as our great President Coolidge said. There is so much of this that is in my background, that I know about, that I've written about so seldom, so rarely. Well, this was an attempt to do that. I had to write it many, many times, and when I first wrote it, I tried to have it full of phrases like accounts receivable and so on, and I couldn't pull it off. I mean, I still wish to hell I could, but it is at any rate on that subject. I think everything in it is, I've told you the place and the place names in it belong to that place and so on. Traffic. Trucks and station wagons, VWs, old Chevys, Pintos, drive stop and go down Whitney Avenue this hot May day, bluing the coarse air, past graveyard and florist, past this empty brick building covered with ivy like a Mayan temple, like a pyramid grown over with jungle vines. I walk around the building as if I were dreaming it, as if I had left my planet at 20 and wandered a lifetime among galaxies and come home to find my planet aged 10,000 years, ruined, grown over, the people gone, ruined taking their places. They have gone into graveyards who worked at this loading dock, wearing brown uniforms with the pink and blue lettering of the Brock Hall Dairy. Freddie Bauer is dead, who watched over the stockroom. Agnes McSparren is dead, who wrote figures in books at a yellow wooden desk. Harry Bailey is dead, who tested for bacteria wearing a white coat. Carl Kapp is dead, who loaded his van at dawn, conveyor belt supplying butter, cottage cheese, heavy cream, B, buttermilk, A with its cream line, and left white bottles at back doors in North Haven and Hamden for 30 years. My father is dead, and my grandfather. I stand by the fence at Lot's End, where the long stable stood, 50 workhorses alive in the suburbs, chestnuts with thick manes, their hooves the size of oak stumps, that pulled 40,000 quarts through mists in the early morning to sleeping doorsteps until new trucks jammed the assembly lines when the war ended. I separate ivy like long hair over a face to gaze into the room where the bottle washer stretched its aluminum length like an Airstream trailer. When our teacher brought the first grade to the dairy, men in white caps stacked dirty bottles at the machine's end, and we heard them clink 40 feet to where they rode out shining on a belt to another machine that turned them instantly white, as if someone said a word that turned them white. I was proud of my father and grandfather, of my last name. Here is the place that was lettered with my father's name, where he parked his Oldsmobile in the 50s. I came to the plant with him one summer when I was at college, and we walked across blacktop where people my age washed trucks. Both of us smiled and looked downwards. That year, the business grossed $16 million, with 400 people bottling and delivering milk, and Agnes McSparren was boss over 30 women. At the roof's edge, imperial Roman cement urns flourish and decorate exhausted air. Now suburbs have migrated north, leaving Whitneyville behind, with its dead factory beside a dead movie. They lived in Whitneyville mostly, Freddie Bauer, Agnes McSparren, Carl Kapp, Harry Bailey, who walked their lives into brick, whose hours turned into milk, who left their lives inside pitted brick, that disappears beneath ivy for 1,000 years until the archaeologist from a far galaxy chops with his machete. No, 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 no. In a week or a year, the wrecker's derrick with a 15-ton cement ball on a flatbed trailer will stop traffic as it squeezes up Whitney Avenue, and brick will collapse, and dump trucks take clean fill for construction rising from a meadow 10 miles in the country. I wait for the traffic to pause, shift, and enter the traffic. At one point in writing, thank you. At one point in writing it, I had a long passage about how supermarkets, loss leaders, supermarket made plastic gallons loss leaders, you know, and this is why the business failed, and so on. I found I couldn't handle all that material. So I made perhaps a different kind of poem out of it, probably more like my other poems.